Oh, hey, Eddie, get a load of this one. Welcome to Bix's Discreet Auto Repair. What seems to be the trouble?
I'm Batman.
I kind of figured that out.
I know, it's the costume. It stands out.
I've seen better at Comic-Con.
You've been to Comic-Con?
Oh, sure, lots of times. I like to cosplay as the Flash, but it's hard to find spandex in that color, so I usually go as Thor. I'm comfortable with hammers and such.
But you know I'm Batman.
Oh, yeah, it's an automobile. I know cars, and, you know, this is the real thing. I seen it at crime scenes.
What were you doing at crime scenes?
Oh, geez, you're a suspicious guy, ain't you? I had to tow a few shot-up getaway cars in my time. I use first names at the impound lot.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
So, what brings you to discreet auto repair?
You heard the Batmobile as it drove in.
Oh, yeah, it is wheezing a bit, isn't it?
I have my own mechanic who usually maintains the vehicle, but he keeps crawling under it and falling asleep.
Well, that sounds like either age or alcohol, and I'm not sure which one.
Holy moly, another mystery.
Well, we'll try to get right on it.
And once you've solved the mystery of the wheezing, there's a little upholstery issue that needs some attention.
Oh, excuse me, I gotta go get that.
No, of course.
Jeez, Batman, you did it again. You forgot to introduce me to Mr. Bix.
He knows who you are. He's been to Comic-Con.
That's not the point. If you don't acknowledge me, it makes me feel invisible.
You're right, Robin. Those self-esteem seminars are doing wonders for both of us. I'll try to do better.
Oh, yeah, sure, Mr. Stark. The suit's up on the rack now. It'll be ready at 2 o'clock. You want to pick it up today? Huh? Oh, wait, You think it's safe to fly home on its own? Oh, okay. Well, sorry. Sure. I'll see you then. Where were we?
Mr. Bix, let me introduce you to my trusty sidekick, Robin, the Boy Wonder.
Yeah. I know. I've been to Comic-Con.
See?
So, what was this other problem?
A while ago, I was in a chase in a rural area, and I ran over what I believed to be a porcupine.
Holy pincushions, Batman! Did it survive?
Oh, and you're wondering if that encounter could possibly be causing all that noise in the soft, vulnerable underbelly of your vehicle.
That may be, yes, but more specifically, there is a sharp spine that has worked its way up through the driver's seat. It is quite uncomfortable, you see.
Oh, I do see that. The vulnerable underbutt of your exoskeleton is an armor den, eh?
Yes. No, exactly.
Did the porcupine survive?
Collateral damage, Robin.
Oh. I think we can handle the job. Is it foreign or domestic?
The porcupine?
Well, not the porcupine, the car. I gotta know if I need metric tools or not.
Well, it's made with all American parts. Large American parts, so I'd say it's domestic.
So I guess we'll need large American tools. Oh, hey, Eddie, bring over the big blue toolbox, will ya?
Yeah,
that
sure.
Rectangular one there.
Yeah, sure thing, Bix.
What's this going to set me back? I don't have a lot of money.
Well, we're going to have to get her up on the hoist before we can give you a real estimate, don't you know? It'll take a few minutes, okay?
Are you sure you have the expertise to work on such a high-tech, specialized crime-fighting vehicle?
Oh, sure. Yeah, high-tech, it ain't a problem. Me and Eddie do this kind of stuff all the time, right, Eddie? Well, I worked on an invisible airplane once.
Really?
Oh, yeah, and that took some specialized tools, I'll tell you. I had to rent them. I still trip over an invisible wrench every now and again.
We might have worked with the owner of that.
Careful, Robin.
Oh, yeah? Oh, she's a real babe. That's her picture on the hero swimsuit calendar in the men's room over there.
Really?
Really? Really?
Really? Here's the blue box. Now you can play the blues, Bix.
Sure, Eddie. Mr. Batman, you want to come in the office and we can fill out the work order on this job?
Certainly. Robin, you fill Mrs. Eddie in on anything she needs to know about the Batmobile.
Okay, Batman. Hi, I'm Robin, the Boy Wonder.
Yeah, I know. I've been to Comic-Con.
Oh, the Batphone, Batman.
Oh, yeah, excuse me, Bix. Duty calls.
Who do you think it is?
The Cape Crusader here. How may I direct your call?
Maybe it's another robocall.
Yes, sir. And when was this? Really? Whoa. Yes, of course, Commissioner. We'll be there as soon as we can.
Ask for directions, Batman.
We don't need directions, Robin. We're superheroes.
We got lost last time.
Okay. Excuse me, Commissioner. How do we get there? It's a left, not a right. Okay. Yeah. Oh, a traffic circle. I hate those. Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Got it. Okay.
Wow, Batman. That sounds like a long way away. We'd better get going.
Yes, Robin. To the Batmobile.
Oh, no can do, buddy. We already got your mobile up on the lift.
And it don't look good. Did you know that your GPS is a few pages of a Rand McNally Road Atlas just glued to the dashboard?
And your tires are flat, and they only take bat air. We can get a tank of it shipped in tomorrow special, but not today.
But we've got to get to the scene of a crime.
Sorry.
How about a loner?
I guess that'll have to do.
Oh, what you got? A Jaguar? An Aston Martin? A Corvette.
What do we got, Eddie?
Let's see. We've got a Good Humor truck or a Prime Delivery van.
Oh, no, sorry. The Good Humor truck went out on a loan this morning to that guy with the green hair, remember?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's the Wienermobile. It's up and running.
We can't take the Wienermobile. We'd be laughed out of Gotham City.
It's what we got.
We can't hesitate in the fight for justice, Robin. Wienermobile it is, then. The keys, sir.
Holy sauerkraut, Batman. We have to get to a crime scene in the Wienermobile?
Yes, Robin. You have to fight crime with the utility belt you have, not the utility belt you wish you had.
That sounds sort of profound. Almost. Do you think it'll get us there?
Yes. It doesn't have all the secret advanced technology the Batmobile has, but some things are familiar.
Like what?
Well, it has a steering wheel, a gas and brake panel, and a toaster oven in the back seat.
Just like home.
Away!
I thought you were going to put it up on the hoist, Bear Bix.
Oh, it didn't work. It's too heavy. Oh. This thing must have 600 servo motors in it and 8 batteries all set to power.
I thought, what for?
Well, it's like the Transformers. It can change into other stuff. Oh. It even has a toaster oven in the back seat.
Oy, but that kid was right. It was mostly off-the-shelf parts.
Yeah, a bit disappointing, actually. It's basically just a charger in a rubber suit. Got a good radio, though.
Where a Good Humor truck was raging all over the parking meters in front of Gotham City Hall. Here's what the scene sounded like as the Wienermobile arrived on the scene.
Oh, look! It's the giant hot dog and his crusty sidekick, Waffle Boy! I'll have the henchmen fire up the grill!
What followed was the most colorful food fight this city has ever seen. Afterward, the Joker was seen escaping into a storm drain. But what a scene he left behind. There's mustard and relish, Neapolitan ice cream and chocolate sauce on every street sign and fire hydrant for 10 blocks. And oh, the sprinkles. And now, this word from Hundragon, the outsized pickup truck.
Oh, it sounds like it was one colorful food fight. I guess they won't be getting their damage deposit back on that Wienermobile.
Oh, no way.
Later, back at Bix's discreet auto repair shop.
So, Mr. Batman, we did all the work we agreed on and added a new set of county maps. And that'll come to...
Excuse me, Bix, but we decided we'd like to keep the Wienermobile.
Really?
Yes, it has a better turning radius, a mustard slick dispenser, and a newer model toaster oven. Not to mention the element of surprise.
Oh, well, I'll have to think about it.
And we'd like you to install a new bat phone, a GPS system, and some better stereo speakers in it.
Oh, well, okay then. Did you want to trade in the old Batmobile?
Oh, all right. As long as you promise not to pass it on to evildoers.
You got a deal. Come on in the office and I'll write all this up.
Wait here, Robin. I'll be right back.
Sure thing, Batman.
So, Robin, you going to Comic-Con next month?
I don't think so, Ms. Eddie. Batman thinks it's frivolous.
Well, he's right. It is. But it's fun, too.
Listen, Miss Eddie. I know we just met, and... Well, I was wondering.
I know. You're pretty cute yourself. But I've been taken around by fake superheroes long enough to know that I just can't go out with you. It would compromise your secret identity.
Oh, crap. I hadn't even thought of that yet.
But I can go to Comic-Con with you. We'd both be in costume then. Everybody's a secret.
Oh, that would be terrific. I've been working on a costume. I never thought I'd get a chance to use it anywhere.
Really? What is it?
You're gonna laugh.
Oh, probably, yeah.
It's Legolas the elf.
You're a little short for an elf, aren't you?
Who would you go as?
Oh, now you're gonna laugh.
Probably.
I'd go as Robin, the boy wonder. Still, Legolas isn't as weird as I thought it might be.
Why? What were you thinking?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe a blue meanie or a minion.
Oh, no. As long as I get to wear tights, I'm good. Once again, that was In the Shop by frequent Big Fun Radio Funtime contributors Jerry Stearns and Brian Price. And hey, Jerry Stearns is our sound effects technician right over there. Thanks, Jerry. And now we'd like to move on to another word from our sponsor.